In this session, we'll continue our journey of healing and total wellness with David. Among the topics David will address in this enlightening and inspirational session will be the 5 steps for healing an illness and a canceling exercise for getting rid of negative beliefs that may be affecting your health. He'll speak on love as the ultimate balm, and he'll also take a look at where the consciousness level is in America today and how emotions can have an effect on health. He'll also discuss his own health challenges. We'll start off with David's thoughts on how the issue of labeling an illness can affect you. In this instance, in the case of ADD, can it become a self-fulfilling prophecy?
I think it works the other way. Now that it has a label and a name, it's legitimate. Now you can look at it. Now you can ask, what can I do about that? The fact that it could be misused doesn't denigrate the value of its being used appropriately. It doesn't mean to pretend you don't have ADD when you do, and it doesn't mean to hide behind it to cover all kinds of self-indulgence. Well, I have ADD, that's why I forgot to do the dishes. No, you forgot to do the dishes because you were too lazy to do the dishes. That's the fact of it. It was April 15th. Well, I have ADD, and I forgot it was April 15th. As people identify with certain ailments that they've never even heard about except through the collective. So to pick up a program, you have to have picked it up someplace. I remember my family, everybody was allergic. So my mother would say, well, we're all allergic. Let go resisting the experience of it, that's all, without calling it anything. So when I was a little kid, I already got that we're all allergic. And when my nose started to run, I got, well, I must have hay fever. You know, I had a diagnosis already. So this becomes a program, a belief system, that we're all allergic. And therefore, you get all kinds of allergies. Well, if you put a person into hypnosis and tell them that these are made of something else, then the allergic symptoms disappear. So we can induce and remove a lot of these symptoms of various illnesses simply by changes of a hypnotic state, because there's a great deal of suggestibility. And that was proven by a psychoanalyst, it's a very famous case, whose patient was allergic to roses, and she came in and came down with asthma because there were roses in the waiting room, and she was very indignant, came in to say, how come you left these in there when you know I'm allergic to them? And he showed them to her, and he said, look, these are paper roses, and they were made out of paper. So the suggestibility then in the unconscious mind to the belief systems. So whatever illnesses we have, it's wise to look, what belief systems do I have about this? Right now I'm looking at the fact that people in their 80s tend to get arthritis. I'm looking at this as a belief system of our society. When you're in your 80s, you get creaky joints. So I'm looking at my creaky joint as the evolution of that common thought form in our age. When you're in your 80s, you get creaky joints. Well, on the other hand, you might as well enjoy a creaky joint while you get it because you didn't have the fun of a creaky joint when you were in your 20s. So anyway, now I got a cane. And so instead of resisting it, I say, well, it is painful and it is limitation. And at the same time, I say, and how much of that is belief system that everybody in their 80s gets creaky joints?